This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. Folks, we need to talk about cider donuts.
1,000 tiny donuts flying through the air.
Cider donuts mitigate 2020, at least according to Twitter. Typically, when I tweet, nobody much pays attention. That's not false modesty. There are statistics. But recently, I came across a cider donut locator, an online cider donut map of New England. Of course, I tweeted out the link. And boom. How many people saw my tweet? More than 28,000. And from the comments on Twitter and in real life, it became obvious. New Englanders are very invested in their cider donuts, a seasonal comfort food for discomforting times. It's a whole cider donut self-care phenomenon.
Cider donuts are one of the best examples of a permission food, which is a food that we want to eat but feel guilty about eating, and construct a sort of situation in which it is not only permissible but necessary.
Amy Traverso is the food editor at Yankee Magazine and the author of the Apple Lovers Cookbook.
So not only is it this permission food, but it is attached to this great experience of going to an apple orchard, which is such an aesthetically pleasing experience on every level. Like, it all combines into this being kind of one of the most deeply comforting foods that you could imagine.
And Traverso says New England has the edge because local Macintosh apples have a spicy tart flavor that makes the best cider, and thus makes the best cider donuts. This plays right into New Englanders' tendency to derive satisfaction from dominating the game.
I think that we feel that we own fall better than any other part of the world. So I think that feeling of this is the platonic ideal of fall extends to our orchards and our cider and our cider donuts. They are fresh out of the fryer when you get them in that paper bag. I mean, they smell incredible. They're so tender. They're warm. I mean, how much better can it get?
Nothing, in fact, is better. Andrew Martin can confirm. He owns Honey Pot Hill Orchards in Stowe, Massachusetts, which is my own family's autumnal mecca for apples and cider donuts.
So here we are with a bag of freshly made cider donuts right off the cooker. And I'm gonna eat one right here while we're sitting here. And yeah, they are very good. Fall and donuts cider donuts just go together, you know? It's really a New England thing for sure, and has been for a long time. I think we want to really enjoy the fall while it's here because we know what's coming next is winter. I don't know. That's just my kind of take on it. So I think people come more for the donuts than they do for the apples nowadays, to be honest with you. And I hate to admit that, but there's some truth to it. Because they're good. Why else? To make them right, you have to be right on with everything every single time. If you don't get the ingredients quite right, the temperature's not quite right, the cooking time's not quite right, it's not the right donut. And all those things factor in. If you have to do everything just right, it comes out perfect. If you don't, like so many things in life, it won't be what it's supposed to be.
Yes, indeed, life and what it's supposed to be, and cider donuts. Chelsea Martin knows the drill. She's Andrew Martin's daughter and is the general manager of Honey Pot Hill. She says New Englanders' passion for cider donuts comes with the territory. In her words, we are a prideful people.
That's tied up in the apple picking and the cider donut pride, and like, people feel an attachment. And I think that when something's good, you know, you gotta shove it in the rest of the country's face. As is New England tradition, am I right? Have you seen our sports teams?
Possibly. We've possibly noticed some sports teams and certain types of fans in the vicinity. Anyway, she says cider donuts, cinnamon sugar or plain, are transcendent.
I mean, donuts, God, I still eat them all the time. They're so good. That one gets me, too, when people come through. Our lines can be for up to an hour, and people will come up and order 20 bags of donuts. And you're like, what are you doing with all of these? Like, they're like, oh, I'm here for my entire neighborhood.
That checks out. The neighborhood knows cider donuts make us better. They're a sweet source of regional pride and a fleeting counterpoint to all this. And that means in 2020, cider donuts are self-care. You're welcome.
1,000 tiny donuts everywhere. Everywhere, oh yeah.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sharon Brody.
Everybody loves donuts.